Welcome. We've gathered today for the latest edition of ILTA's Ask the Expert podcast series. I'm Christy Cole with ILTA, and I'm here with Adam Osberg. Adam is an executive account manager with CDW, and we're delighted he could join us. Welcome, Adam.
Thank you for having me.
Legacy policies in the legal profession have required a save-everything mentality, but that was before the surge in the amount of data that users create, store, and share. As we continue to see new types of data, new ways of accessing data, new regulations for storing and securing data, and many more data-related developments, how do we keep up? And Adam, your insight would be great in hopes of helping folks tame the data explosion. And I'd like to start by asking why an organization should be concerned about large amounts of data being produced, stored, and shared.
Sure. So on average, an organization can expect to double their data every 2 years. And law firms are certainly no different in regards to this trend. And at times, they can even be more vulnerable to large data growth. Because of this, firms really need to plan ahead on how they want to grow and how that will impact the way they operate and plan to store their data and manage it down the road. In addition, enterprise-level data storage is not cheap, to say the least. So firms need to be concerned with how they are managing it and whether they're getting a true ROI from their data storage strategies and the way they manage it.
And what factors have been most influential in the recent surge of data?
A lot of it has to do with social media, I believe, and factors like user accessibility, picture sharing, web browsing in general, has music downloads, and then, of course, email, people sharing information throughout an organization, the access to pictures and videos, that can certainly cause a lot of data to grow. And in addition to this, cases nowadays include more digital media. Pictures, videos, illustrations, stuff of that nature would definitely take up more size and create more of a surge in data that we're seeing.
So what technologies do you recommend law firms and law departments use to manage all of this data?
Do come to mind, data duplication being one of those. It's a technology that we recommend quite a bit here at CDW, and it gives you the ability to save on the amount of disk space that's actually needed. Another strategy would be data storage tiering. And that gives you the ability to mix and match the type of drives and storage partitions you create. So there's no longer a need to use faster spinning disks on storage that's not really accessed a lot. It gives you better control of, you know, what applications are using what type of storage. And that can certainly help you plan on what type of data you want to buy and the growth.
Excellent. And do you see that there are new pressures influencing the way that law firms, law departments have traditionally managed their data?
Mobility comes to mind. So end users nowadays want to be able to access their computers and data from pretty much anywhere and, you know, have full access to just work all the time wherever they'd be. So this can create a strain on storage environments. Technologies like VDI is something that came out within the last 5 to 10 years, and it can certainly be very taxing on a storage environment, and it's definitely caused IT to reevaluate security processes. You know, where's my data at? Where it's being accessed from, who's got it, is it allowed to leave, questions like that certainly need to be accounted for and figured out.
And when you're working with various law firms, law departments, have you noticed changing client security demands influencing the way that data is managed and accessed?
Oh, it certainly has. IT departments tend now to more centrally manage their data. In the past, storage would be in multiple locations and different hardware platforms, local storage, SANs. Nowadays, it tends the drive to just be in a single platform, which holds all the data. And when you do that, when you centrally manage it like that, it gives you a tighter grasp on everything as a whole, and it gives you better control in how you want to do DR planning and strategies of that nature. So I would definitely say, you know, centralized storage.
In your opinion, what's more important in data management, the technology or the process?
From my point of view, probably the process is more important in data management. It's really important to sit down and decide what it is that you want to accomplish. Depending on how you want to store, manage, backup, recover the data, will definitely drive the technology that one would leverage. There's a lot of different vendors out there when it comes to storage. If you're able to determine what it is you want to do, you can leverage what different platforms and what vendors are good at and leverage that for your own use.
Right. And what's the one thing that law firms and law departments should have in place? You mentioned process, but it could be a technology. So what one thing would you recommend that would be most helpful with our organization's data management efforts?
Whether it's a process or a technology, you could really go either way on the question. I would kind of defer back to what I said in the previous answer. just that having defined goals and objectives on what you want to do and how you want to manage your data can really help influence this. An example would be determining, you know, what type of content we're going to let our users store. Personal data, are we going to let them do that? Are we going to let them have music in their shared folders? How large an inbox is? Do you want your attorneys and paralegals' inboxes to exceed a certain amount? So kind of defining what it is that your firm wants can really help you decide on what type of technology you want in place. If you're going to let them, you know, have free will to do, save anything, then you certainly want to have the correct technology in place that will accommodate for that type of growth and utilization. Having these in place definitely help you pick a better, correct storage manufacturer and can help you accomplish your goals.
It sounds like it's unique to each law firm and law department. So, yeah, that definitely makes sense. Well, let's go ahead and wrap things up. Thank you to all our listeners. Please join us again next time. And many thanks to our guest, Adam Osberg.
Thank you very much for having me. It was a pleasure.